Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice to have Sean Salisbury with us.
Are you being nicer, Adam?
Yes, I'm trying.
You'll be nice to
Sean? Occasionally. Always nice
Promise?
To Sean.
Okay.
He is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sean, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Well, the Indians stink, so we're having some problems here. I mean, it's not Brown season yet. We're dealing with the Indians. They're a disaster right now.
Yeah, they are, and I'm trying to, from the outsider, look at it that, oh, they'll get it turned around once Kluber and, you know, is right and Clevenger and they get rolling and Ramirez bat heats up. But it's not just 10 games in. Now, what are we, a little more than quarter of the way through, right,
yep.
guys?
Mm-hmm.
And I trust Tito and that group. But, you know, my Red Sox, as we were talking about before I came on the air, we're getting they're getting you guys at the right time. But the Red Sox went through this too, guys, this struggle and – they're getting hot a little bit until the Astros. But the Astros put a stop to everybody getting hot.
Yeah, they do.
The Red Sox went through that. But, yeah, it'll be okay. There's something for me. I'm going to reserve. I know it's, you know, with that division, they'll still have a chance because if they get healthy and hot, we've seen their movie before. Cleveland will be fine. But they got to get it rolling and get people healthy for sure.
Long way to go. We'll see. Sean, let's switch it up to the NFL and – you know, there's a possibility that Cleveland is going to get the 2021 draft, and we may hear something here soon. We'll hope, but it'd be pretty exciting for this city. You know, we've already had the World Series recently, NBA Finals. We got the NBA All-Star Game coming up in a few years, the MLB All-Star Game this year, and the NFL draft might top them all. Well, except for the World Series and NBA Championship.
There you go. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It would just be another step in what's happening with Cleveland, in particular the Browns, and how, you know, the world, and when I say the world, I mean the NFL and stuff, feels about them. I think that the timing's right. Why not? I mean, they're doing everything right now as far as a franchise, and let's reward them. And I'm kind of excited to see over the next couple of years, you know, with Vegas next year, because I thought, guys, I don't know how you feel, but I thought Nashville put on a hell of a show.
Goodness. Yeah, they did amazing.
I felt like I was watching Times Square New Year's Eve, you know?
Yep.
It was impressive. So I think it would be great. I hope that for your guys' sake and for the Browns fans, and I like, you know, cities with a rich history as far as, the Cleveland Browns have been around for a long time, and it's I think it'd be good for us. And I like the fact that we're moving the draft around. I do. Instead of just New York City, I think other cities deserve it. And cities with a long, rich history of sports as well as football in particular, I think it's time to reward him. I think it'd be a great thing.
Sean, you think Big Ben is sincere with his apology to Antonio Brown and how he went on radio or TV the other day and talked about how he didn't mean to throw his teammates under the bus quite as much? You think he's just trying to do this for his image, or does he mean it?
I'm going to say image first, mean it second. I want to believe him. You know, I'm one of those guys that tries to give everybody the benefit of the doubt until you've outdone your benefits, and then all that's left is doubt. And we know this, guys, with Le'Veon and Antonio Brown. I'll use they're a little bit of a pain in the rear end, and they want their money in the past and have been very vocal about it and caused some drama. But you know what? Ben's not free of drama. You know, some of the things that went on there, and we know that if Ben was right in the middle of it and calling people out on radio shows, this is part of the reason he's apologizing publicly. Ben's not real good with tact as far as, you know what, I think I'll do it, in my opinion, the way that you should do it. If you got a problem with the player, take him into the locker room, into the meeting room. You guys can argue, fight, cuss each other out, just as long as we're not breaking any bones in our hand from punching each other, and get after it, and then walk out of the room, let's get back to business. I've never, ever, ever, ever understood airing out your own teammates in public. I never have. I never, ever have. And you know what? I think that's Ben's biggest weakness. Hell of a player, going to the Hall of Fame. He could close his eyes and sell for $300, has Super Bowl rings. The biggest knock on him on the field, or as a football player, has been, well, you know, people have questioned what a real leader is, and I'm not sure. I'm okay with tough love. There's a big difference between tough love and airing out teammates, and you know, and I understand the frustration with Brown and at times Bell and doing that, but still, you know, you guys, if you expect something from your teammates, and then you better give it back. And I put it this way, guys, as a quarterback, would he like it if all of a sudden in a game he was wide open, a receiver was wide open, and the quarterback threw it somewhere else? And after the game, you lose the game, or even if you win it, the receiver says, or Juju Smith-Schuster next year says, you know what? Ben's got to pick his game up, man. I was wide-ass open.
Yeah.
Don't know why he threw it to another teammate. That's why I threw my hands in the air four times in this game. And had he thrown it to me, we probably would have won.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you this. Ben would go ballistic, just like most normal people would. I used to hate it when I'd see receivers, and I'll leave names out, that when you throw a ball and it goes over their head, their arms throw up in the air like everybody in the world knows it's your fault that you missed a pass. You know what I'm saying? I hate that, or when a quarterback does that to a receiver. So my gut tells me it's an image thing, and I think there's part of Ben that feels bad because the relationship's not only been damaged, but there's no longer a friendship. And as you get older, we all get a little bit more, I don't know if emotional, but a little more compassionate and start to think about your high school yearbook and were you nice to that person? We do, and maybe that's the case here. So, but I'm going to lean towards Ben trying to live too little too late. Now, apologies are always important. Could have been done, taken care of, and you could have fixed it at the beginning. Yet, you know, Brown's still a pain, and you know, Le'Veon's doing it his way. So that team was filled with drama. But I'm going to say I'd like to give guys the benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to say a little image fixer first and care second, but I still think there's a little part of him that wishes he'd have handled it better, and now he's going to get a chance to handle it better going forward.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790. Sean, as we speak, I just saw a tweet from Yahoo Sports, and it says, Chris Long, who just retired, said he used marijuana during his NFL career and believes it's time for the league to let players use it without penalty. I've been on board with this for a long time, and I didn't play. It is absurd to me that they test for marijuana. I think they should stop immediately. What say you on that?
Couldn't agree more. And I'm not – I've completely changed my stance on this from when I played to now.
Mm.
And going back, I don't know if it's – you think, well, it's morally wrong. You know, when you don't know all the – when you're younger, I didn't know all the reasons why. I don't smoke. Now, I've done it a handful of times. I'm pretty transparent. I've smoked before, and I've done it a handful of times. And I know that, you know – taking some CBD, and when you do that, you take, oh, man, this is pretty cool, man. My knee feels better in post-career. I'm thinking, I don't mind this. Pretty good. I never bothered anybody with it. Nobody's driving drunk with it. Nobody's getting addicted to opioids from it and killing themselves from it, at least as far as I know. I'm not a doctor, and nor do I play one on the radio, but I'm with Chris Long 100%, and I don't care that he used marijuana. It doesn't affect me on how I feel about his career. He's a hell of a difference maker on it and one great player in person and difference maker off it. He's right. And we make, you know, we're the only league that I know of that gives a guy a 2-game suspension or a 4-game suspension for punch a woman in the face, but we'll suspend you for a long time if you smoke a joint.
Right.
I mean,
ridiculous.
It's just crazy. In the past, I know they're trying to change. It's crazy. Because our priority should be marijuana should fall about 28th. Protection of women and children and abuse should be right at the top.
That's right.
That's the number one thing. So, and how we treat it and how we punish players who do it. So, I'm with Chris. At some time, guys, it's going to give. It's going to happen. Now, you're going to deal with the federal part of it. But football-wise, you should be able to. I get a guy flying home on a plane, CBD oil or whatever, taking a pill so he doesn't reach for 6 Percocet. Yeah, you're damn right it's okay, and it should be okay. And I know that we've got to be able to get it to the point where the recreational, you know, people say, well, do I want a guy stoned on the field? I don't know. I see a bunch of NBA players. I'm quite sure some of them are stone playing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would think so.
Probably
so
not.
We've all done something stoned. I hit the golf ball pretty good stoned. I didn't bother anybody. So I don't know, and I'm joking a bit about that. But how you regulate it a little bit so it's, you know, the testing-wise. But I don't see why it's a problem. Never have. I've never seen anybody get more violent on weed than I did with, you know, more with booze and all the other things. So I don't smoke it, but I sure as hell don't been next to the guy. If he wants to smoke it, have at it, my friend. You're not bothering me. You raise your family the way you raise them. As far as this goes, it grows out of a ground. It's a natural plant, and I've completely changed the way I am about it, 180 degrees than I was, say, 10, 15 years ago. I think that they should stop it. We got bigger fish to fry.
Sean Salisbury is with us on the hotline. Sean, the Browns have shown some interest in Gerald McCoy, defensive tackle, who just was released, three-time Pro Bowler. I think the Browns should go after him. What do you think?
Tyler, I can't believe. If I was a team that even had kind of a need, I'd be on him like a chicken on a June bug, man. Duck on a. You guys in the South, don't know anything about.
No, I don't know what a June bug is.
The ducks eat June bugs, man. I'd be all over it.
Yeah,
this is a hell of a football player. This is a guy, and it's a. You're talking about. Think about what's going on with them now, man. They're losing their, JPP's injury situation, and now with McCoy gone, you're in some dire need there, and they're going to lose that. And McCoy's sitting out there for teams like the Texans, the Browns. The Indianapolis Colts, the Colts seems too perfect, right? You have a need, you got money, and you're a team that's got Pro Bowl aspirations just like Cleveland. Why wouldn't you? This guy's a hell of a football player. You're damn right, and he'll be worth every penny he gets. I'd be all over it. Yeah, no question.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, last thing, Peter King had an interesting article last week, and he, talked to 25 different people around the game, media, players, coaches, GMs. And I don't know if you saw this, but he asked for like one rule change he'd make. And a couple of interesting things that we talked about, I just wanted your take on. And one of them was, giving a team a chance to match in overtime. One of them was the this one's just kind of funny, voting out an owner if you don't like them by the fans. But anyway, a couple of things we talked about were a team that actually they have a rule in the Arena League where a team has to gain positive yardage in the final 2 minutes of the game. Otherwise, the clock stops.
Can't take a knee.
And what was the – and the onside, instead of an onside kick, a 4th-and-15 play. What do you think of some of these things?
I love both ears.
Okay.
I don't know if we're ever going to see be able to vote out an owner.
Yeah.
He's got more money, so
that's
I don't know if that's going to be the case. But I love both. It adds a little more excitement talking about what you guys are talking about. You said, okay, go for it on 4th-and-15 and no take a knee. I would love that. Then it takes away from, the quarterback wants to take a knee. Then you're not – it's not the old Dean Smith rule in basketball where it's, delay, then we put a shot clock on. Same thing here. Make them make a play where there's a chance that you at least fumble it or there's a chance you can get a stop and a hit. You have to actually play four quarters. I think that'd be great. Guys, for over a decade, you mentioned one of the rules I've been saying all along. The overtime should be simple. We should never have ties.
Never.
They make enough money in the NFL. Well, they're tired. Really? Then don't tell me why Thursday nights we got to play after a Sunday game. I don't want to hear it.
Right, yeah.
So these guys make enough money. If they got to play six quarters, I don't care. Play six quarters. It's called football. It's a job. It's the only job I know is saying, nah, we're going to stop here. You guys don't have to. It's crazy. We don't settle it with field goal kicks, nothing. We just get to a tie. And now we've gotten to the point, we're going to just even limit minutes in the fourth quarter. Stop it. That's for sure, but I love it. The rule of, hey, both teams, football is offense, defense, special teams. So in overtime, if you lose a coin toss, which I hate it being a reason, you get the ball, you go score, people will say, well, it's the defense's job to stop. Well, sometimes they don't stop. So now make the other defense have to stop. So I want everybody to get an offensive, defensive, and special teams possession. And in that way that Peter said, I've been saying it when I was on ESPN television.
Yeah.
Give the other, whether you score a touchdown or a field goal, the other team gets a chance to match, so it's one series, and then we're in sudden death overtime for full quarters until it ends. But, yes, it's stupid to have a team win a coin toss, and if you throw a 50-yard touchdown pass, we're done. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We need to give everybody the offense gets a chance to match, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, and then we play sudden death football from there. But I do like what you guys are talking about, that 4th-and-15 – onside kicks, go 4th-and-15.
Right.
And I love not being able to take a knee.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, the game's already great, but it would make it even better.
Yeah,
really would.
At least, when there's a minute 40, like we got no shot, game's over, you start shaking hands.
Right.
Well, now what if a guy, mishandles a snap from the running back?
That's right.
And lays it on the ground. So those things, and you make it focus. I think there's a few rule changes we can enhance the game, but we don't need to change rules just to change them, which we do too much in the NFL with the competition committee.
Sean, great stuff as always, man. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Chris, yeah, I'd love to say I was going to reach for a joint, but I'm not doing it, man. But it sounds pretty good.
We got to get you in studio sometime, Sean, if you ever come to Cleveland.
Well, yeah. I'm already going through my off season of the ballparks, and I'm going to let you guys know because I will be in Cleveland this summer, so I'll be there to see you guys.
Yeah, come by, say hello. We'll talk to you soon, Sean.
Thanks,
man.
Guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.